Last Sunday, Jesus revealed very clearly his identity to his disciples, and right after revealing who he was, he told them that he was going to suffer and die on the cross. Today, we hear the Lord sharing for a second time with his disciples that he will be killed and then rise. And the gospel significantly and honestly tells us that the disciples did not understand what Jesus said. But let's think about this. What is it, really, that they did not understand? Unlike many other sayings of Jesus in which actually the words were a little more complicated, what the Lord said today in the gospel, that he will have to suffer and die, was actually quite simple, straightforward. So perhaps the question is not so much what did they not understand, but why? And what comes next in the gospel can help us answer the question, because we heard that right after Jesus shared for the second time with his disciples that he was going to suffer and die, they started to talk and to argue about who was the greatest. And when we think about this, we have to be shocked. How strange and how sad, really. They were so concerned about themselves to the point of just not caring and not paying attention to what Jesus was saying, not grasping the importance of what Jesus had just shared with them. In a second reading, we find something that can help us explain this very strange situation. St. James asked, "Where do the conflicts come among you? Is it not from your passions?" Our passions, when they are not under Christ, can certainly lead us to do bad things, but perhaps before, our passions can block our understanding, our way of thinking, of grasping the truth. Think about how controlled we are by our passions in so many ways. Think about how hard, for instance, it is to have a reasonable, respectful conversation with someone you disagree with. Or how easily and harshly we judge other people, whether friends, family members, public figures. And also, to be fair, how easily and harshly we are judged by others. Think about how consumed by passion we are in so many fights, even within the church. We are, it seems, full of zeal. But the question is it a good zeal? Saint Benedict wrote very wisely in his rule this: just as there is a wicked zeal of bitterness which separates from God and leads to hell, so there is a good zeal which separates from evil and leads to God and everlasting life. And this is a very simple but very important reminder. A good zeal is always free of bitterness. It always leads to love, and it is rooted in humility. And the Lord teaches very important things about humility today. We can all learn this lesson. In all that we want to do, and we who are here at this Mass, we want to do good things. We have projects and we have dreams. We want to do good things, whether at home or at work, here at a parish, in our different apostolates. In all those areas in which we actually want to do something good and fight that good fight, we need to first work on our roots. Augustine uses the image of a tree. And a tree always goes downwards before it grows upwards. That is humility. He says, You are wanting to grow up into the air without a root. Such is not growth, but a collapse. And who knows, maybe this is one reason why we see so many people with good intentions and groups trying to do things, evidently, and yet in the end getting tangled, like the disciples in so many arguments, useless arguments. Who's the greatest? Who's good? Who's bad? Full of zeal, yes, but is it a good zeal? Or the zeal of the wicked zeal of bitterness? We are worried and bitter about so many problems rather than just trying to be saints in our actual circumstances. So today we should learn actually from what the disciples did not do. We have to understand, to stand rooted in humility and serving in love. Life is actually simple. It is much simpler than how it feels, and it is simpler than how the world presents it to us, and certainly simpler than how the enemy wants us to believe that life is. Life is simple. Life is about holiness. Holiness is about love. This is the wonderfully simple path of life. When in a few minutes we approach for Holy Communion, we will chant a very beautiful verse in a very beautiful melody that says this: "You have laid down your precepts to be carefully kept. May my ways be firm in keeping your statutes." In that very special and holy moment, those seconds or minutes in which we will be actually, physically, and spiritually walking towards Jesus Christ, let us pray for this, that we will be generous in carefully keeping God's precepts. And his precepts are simple: to love God with our whole heart and our neighbor as ourselves. This is the good zeal that will actually lead us to heaven by trying to humbly fulfill the mission we are called to do.